Sarah Renner joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Great, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we've got this big event coming up here on Wednesday called 100 Days to Go World Cup Celebration. Now, we're looking ahead to early 2016. We have a lot of major and elite ski competitions up at the Nordic Center. What makes these competitions so different?
Well, this is a really exciting 6 weeks for Canmore. We've got the World Cup Biathlon coming, and it's the first time in 20 years we've had a World Cup Biathlon race at the Canmore Nordic Center, combined with the World Cup finals for cross country. So it's the first time the finals have ever been held in North America, and it's the first time Crystal Globes have ever been awarded in North America. So it's the last race of the cross country season, an incredible jam-packed schedule of Nordic ski racing.
The byline here is it's the biggest event to come to the Nordic Center since the Olympics.
Exactly. So this is a real opportunity for people to get involved, to see cross country skiing and biathlon. And we live in such a dynamic town, and to have this high level competition, there's a real opportunity. For me, I watched the Olympics in 1988 when I was 12 and became inspired and followed my dreams to become an Olympic medalist. The opportunity for the community to get involved and really support our local athletes and at the same time have an extraordinary spectator experience.
So let's talk about this event going on Wednesday, the 100 Days to Go event. What's going to be happening?
So we've got a ton of school kids coming. It's a 100-day countdown. We'll have the biathlon team and the cross-country team to sort of present them to the community, and also to really celebrate some of their achievements. We've got Nathan Smith, who is a silver medalist in the World Championship, first male to ever win a World Cup gold in biathlon, and then coming off another great season for cross country with 2 World Championship medals. So this is the last opportunity we have before we send these athletes off into the international racing, and the next time we'll see them is the World Cup. The kids have been preparing their best wishes, and then they've set goals for themselves for the 100 days to go until the World Cup. So it's a chance to say, athletes, we love you, and we are so pumped to see you in 100 days racing on home soil, and we're here to support you.
So you're hoping for a good community crowd to come out on Wednesday and wish them well?
Yes, it's an open invitation to everyone in Canmore, and it's just the starting point, the save the date for the World Cup's coming up. February 4th to 7th is biathlon, and March 7th to 13th is cross country. So it's just to start building that sort of excitement, call for volunteers, and to have people start thinking, believe it or not, winter will come and it's going to be an amazing winter.
What are the times and locations for this 100 Days to Go celebration?
It's 11:30 to 1 in front of the Civic Center, and there's going to be a lot of games for the kids. So everyone's welcome. There is pizza, and we're just really excited for everyone to have this opportunity to meet these great athletes.
Right on. That's on Wednesday. And you were mentioning getting involved in the 2016 World Cup events for biathlon and cross-country skiing. Is there a way that people can sort of do an early registration as a volunteer?
So both canmorebiathlon.ca and the Alberta World Cup have pages where you can register as a volunteer.
Sarah Renner, 100 Days to Go World Cup celebration this Wednesday. Looking forward to the big events up at the Nordic Center in 2016. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Great, and hope to see you all out on Wednesday.